Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I'm coming to you today with just a short word of encouragement that the Lord has laid on my heart from the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. We're going to read verses 1 through 3, and I'm reading today from the ESV translation of the Bible. The Lord really spoke to me this morning in my devotional time through this scripture. The Apostle Paul says, "I therefore a prisoner for the Lord." And I like that terminology because it means that I exist, praise God, to do His bidding. Amen? And that's really the truth. We exist to glorify and to bring praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. And to do what He, you know, Jesus has assignments for us. And even on a daily basis, he has assignments for you and for me. And we are to carry those out in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And Paul says, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." Now, I want you to know, as Christians, every one of us has a tremendous calling in the earth from the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation to a lost and dying world that is around us. We're called to carry forth the light and the love of this gospel message to people who have never heard about the love of Jesus Christ and what He did for them. That's our responsibility, yours and mine, as believers. And the word walk there means lifestyle, manner of living, the way we conduct ourselves in the affairs of life, how we deal with other people. That's tremendously important, and it's a lesson that I think the church needs to hear again today, and quite often, really, because it seems like many times we have forgotten how to treat people right. And we want to preach to them, and we want to give them the ultimatum of the gospel without showing them the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't work that way. Paul said, "I want you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." And then he says, "with all humility and gentleness, with patience." Praise God. One of the hardest lessons that each of us has to learn is the lesson of humility. And I think that, you know, every one of us likes to hear the verses about who we are in Christ, and rightfully so. We like to hear the verses about what the Lord's going to do in the earth in these last days, and rightfully so. But we also need to understand that without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we would perish in our sins. And we would be lost forever, for all of eternity, without the blood of Jesus Christ. So everything that I am, everything that you are, is in Him. It's because of Him, it's in Him, and it's through Him that we have this tremendous ministry of reconciliation. And we go forth on a daily basis, and we are to do so with humility, gentleness, and patience. Amen. And the scripture further says, bearing with one another in love. And that means, not throwing people away when they make a mistake. That means, not calling them nasty names and saying smart things to them that shouldn't be said. But we're to talk to people in love and bear with one another and be patient and be humble and gentle. And verse 3 says, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let me say a word about that. You and I have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. We're not at war with God, and God's not at war with us. We're in Him. We're in His Son. We're washed in the blood. Amen? That's sound Christian doctrine. We also have the peace of God that as we live our life on a daily basis. We have the peace of God residing in our hearts that we know that we can meet the day. We can face the circumstance whatever the case might be. And we have the strength of the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us and to undergird us and get us through that period of time or whatever it is that we're facing. It's very important, that having been said, that we extend peace to our brothers and sisters. You know, I've often thought, it's something wrong if every time someone talks to me as a believer, they leave the conversation upset. They should leave the conversation edified. Something's wrong if they're leaving an interaction with me and they feel condemned and shamed. Something's wrong. And Paul is very clear here that we should be eager. Now notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say eager to have your opinion heard over everybody else's. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say eager to get your point across at all costs, sparing no feelings. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say here, Paul did not say that we are to go forth in our day every day and be eager to be the correctors of the church. It doesn't say that. Paul said, you are to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Brothers and sisters, today, we are called with a most noble calling. Amen. We are called to touch this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that gospel includes His love, His mercy, and His compassion. Yes, we preach the truth. We preach against sin. But we do it in the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. Let's read our scripture one more time as we close for today. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Praise God. So today, as we go forth in this great life that God has given us, this calling that, it's a higher calling, ladies and gentlemen, than the President of the United States to minister Christ to a lost and dying world. Let's go forth with a heart full of the love, compassion, gentleness, kindness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let's reach a world that's dying without God. Amen. This is Brother Paxton saying, go with God, and He will go with you.